What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Patriots Talk with Loro and Ben, the weekly Patriots Talk that we preview each game and recap each game. So, Ben, how's it going? Happy Friday, and looking forward to talking about Patriots football and news and notes around the AFC East.
Hey, Loro. Hope you're doing well. Happy Friday, and looking forward to talking about some football today.
Yeah, we got a good lineup of topics today. So let's start with recapping the Patriots and the Jets game. So here's my thoughts on this game. So the Patriots, I was telling you that they should have blown out the New York Jets, but really the Jets played a good football game, but really a win is a win, but it was just an ugly game overall.
Yeah, it sure was. It was an ugly game. I mean, the Patriots have lost some games this year that they should have won, but they played a lot better than that their performance was on Monday. Defensively, their secondary, which is supposed to be one of their stronger suits to the team, they got torched around from a lot of guys on the Jets' offense. And the Jets' offense, of course, has been struggling for a while, so, of course, that was kind of eye-opening. But, I mean, the Patriots' offense was able to really do a lot overall on Monday. Cam had a good game, and they have to figure out kind of different ways to find ways to win ball games with kind of this squad this year, and Monday was a good example for that. So we'll see how this coming up Sunday goes. Reportedly there might be some rain, potentially some heavy rain coming in, so it could definitely be another running type battle.
Are you saying that there's supposed to be rain in Foxborough this weekend?
It does sound like it, yeah. So, and we could talk more about the game, later on, but that's kind of what I've seen. But in terms of the actual patch test game, it was a really good finish to the game, but I didn't think they played really great. And, of course, it's not going to cut it with their performance against better teams. But fortunate enough, the Jets kind of gave Patriots some breaks at the end, and that's how they pulled it out.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Jets, start with the Jets side. I mean, the Jets just don't know how to score points. They're last in offensive ranks. Their defense is just not that great, but they like the butts, but their defense is just not good as a whole.
No, I mean, they have some bright spots here and there. I mean, they've gotten rid of some guys, of course, the deadline, but then they have a lot of younger type players, so with that being said, they just have a team that's trying to rebuild. And, of course, they have some pieces that they can rebuild with a couple players here and there. But, of course, it's not really a full-on display kind of with a bunch of talent at that position and on the defensive side.
Absolutely. So let's talk about here. Let's talk about and break down the AFC East standings as of today. So the Buffalo Bills, 7-2. They beat the Seattle Seahawks. Then the Miami Dolphins are 5-3. They have won 4 straight games. As you already know, they're already surprising everybody this year. I thought that Miami was just going to do another gradual rebuild, but really, since Tua Tagovailoa has taken over the starting quarterback job, the Dolphins have been 2-0 since Tua Tagovailoa has taken over. But Fitzpatrick was just average as a starter. The Patriots are 3-5. They just snapped out of a losing streak, but they're looking to beat the Baltimore Ravens, which I hope will happen, but we'll talk about what they need to do later on in our show for what the Patriots need to do to beat the Baltimore Ravens. And, of course, the last place team, the New York Jets, are 0-9.
Yep. I mean, top to bottom, it looks like it's going to be the Bills' division to lose this year. But the Dolphins, of course, have made some headway. Give a lot of credit. They surprised a lot of people. The culture change with the new coach and Brian Flores has done great. He's done great with that team. I think him and Tua are a really good combination, especially together. Two young guys kind of trying to blossom in. Tua's played some good ball so far, but it's only a couple games, so we kind of have a really short sample size to kind of see his potential. But I think they're really going to keep on playing some good football. And then, of course, the Patriots, yes, they're 3-5. But, I mean, a win on Sunday, which I think a lot of people are favoring the Ravens to win, if the Patriots find a way to win this game on Sunday, or, I mean, if they play some good competitive football, I mean, I'm not saying that they're completely out of it, but, I mean, they're, of course, not in the, you know, they're within reach, I guess you can say that. I mean, they're not, they wouldn't be out by any means, but, of course, it would be nice to see if they could play some good football, potentially come out with a win, and then you might give yourself a potential win against Houston to get yourself to 500. So, and then, of course, the Jets are the Jets. You know, they're of course, trying to tank for Lawrence. So, if you look at it on paper, I mean, you have the two teams there, the Bills and the Dolphins, and the Patriots, if they can, you know, kind of find themselves a little bit for the remainder of the season, there definitely could be a three-team race ahead by the end of the year.
We could see that, but let's just see. I mean, the Patriots don't count out Bill Belichick. That's what I say. So, basically, the teams in our division that have games this week, the Dolphins take on the Chargers. That should be an exciting game. Then we have our Patriots taking on the Baltimore Ravens. And then the Buffalo Bills go from the frigid cold of Orchard Park, New York, to the hot and dry in the desert to play Kyler Murray and the upstart Arizona Cardinals in Glendale, Arizona. So the Bills are going from a cold weather climate city to a hot weather climate city.
Yeah, that should be a good game between Allen and Murray. You know, looking forward to watching that affair. And then Patriots-Ravens game we'll talk about in a little bit. And then the battle of Tua and Herbert, two really exciting quarterbacks so far that we've seen, especially Herbert in terms of what he's done. That should be a really fun match to watch as well. And, yeah, it's just going to be another great week, I think, of football. You know, the lies ahead this coming weekend.
Yes, and also for the Jets, they have a bye week this week, but their next game won't be until against the LA Chargers. But I really think the Chargers are going to steamroll the Jets next week. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but I really think that the Jets are going to get steamrolled again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not necessarily thinking the Jets have just officially quit on their season. I mean, I think that they realize that kind of where they stand, they're basically just looking forward to what the draft holds. But I don't think that a lot of guys are just going to, you know, say, we're not going to, you know, just give up on games. We're not going to back down from any opponent. I think they're going to play tough on a lot of these teams the rest of the way. They played tough against the Bills a couple weeks ago. They gave the Pats the run for their money. I mean, they're a couple plays away from winning that game. So, I mean, with that being said, two of the division rivals that the Jets have played, they've been within reach at least the last couple weeks. So, I mean, I don't think the Jets are going to, of course, finish off the season great by any means. They just have a lot of issues that lie ahead. But I do think they're going to, you know, I guess you could say, you know, care and, you know, see what happens with their, you know, rest of their team for the rest of the season.
Yes, absolutely. So, let's talk about Thursday Night Football from yesterday. Some time to talk about with former Patriots that were playing in yesterday's game. So for the Titans, I mean, they started out good, but I have to say that the Indianapolis Colts just were the better team yesterday. I thought that this was going to be the Tennessee Titans win, but I feel that the Colts, I credit them for winning, but I really feel like that the Tennessee just hasn't clicked these last few games since the Cincinnati game. But Indianapolis, the Colts, like you said, they were your pick to win the AFC South. I think that the Colts with this win, they pretty much have the momentum at this point.
Colts, I believe, before the season to win the AFC South. I really like their offensive line going into the season with Quentin Nelson and a bunch of guys that they had last year. Costanzo, the left tackle, he's been great. You know, I'm kind of hit or miss with Rivers. I think in terms of himself, I would say at this point of his career, he's a hit or miss type quarterback. He'll have some good games, he'll have some bad games. Kind of that inconsistent type play. Yesterday, I thought he played, you know, decent enough to win the game. You know, in the last game against Baltimore, he didn't play exactly that well. So I mean, he threw an interception, and then the Ravens got a fumble from the Colts. It was Jonathan Taylor, and then Rivers fell like mid part on the field, but like nobody was touching him, and then the Ravens scored after that, because theoretically he could have made a tackle if he was just standing up and trying to do something. But yeah, so he kind of had a rough game, but he bounced back yesterday. T.Y. Hilton came back, so that helped a little bit. But Michael Pittman Jr. has been a great draft pick for that team coming from USC. And so I really like how the Colts are doing their defense. Their linebackers have been quick. Darius Leonard has been outstanding. He of course, has just had another great year ahead of him. But I still want to roll out the Titans, but they've really, after being up 5-0 on their season, you know, they had that COVID outbreak situation, and they played some really good football afterward. And a lot of people are like, oh, man, this team looks like they're going to be, you know, the team to beat. And then all of a sudden, you know, they lost a game, you know, against the Steelers, which was close. And then they kind of had a letdown game, you know, in Cincinnati, which I think a lot of people expected the Titans to win. And then the game after was, I believe, the Colts. I'm trying to think who the Titans played after the Bengals.
Yeah, they played Chicago, and they beat Chicago.
That's correct. They played Chicago, but, you know, they only won by a couple scores. I mean, Desmond Kane had a fumble recovery. I mean, Tannehill only had one touchdown. A.J. Brown has been great this year. Derrick Henry has been a little off the last couple weeks, too. So, and a lot of good defenses. I mean, Chicago, good defense. Indianapolis, good defense. So, if you could stop Derrick Henry, that's a big win for the team that you're facing, because he's basically a lot of their offense. So if he goes, you know, does really well in the game, the chances of the Tennessee Titans win is really high. But also, you can't count out the Titans defense. I mean, they have some good guys, you know, that work around for the Titans defense. The biggest letdown yesterday was the Titans special teams. I mean, my guy Steven Gostkowski, you know, I really liked him as a Patriot, but he's really struggled. He's missed 8 kicks this year. I saw a stat yesterday. He's been doing well kicking from within the 50-yard, 50-plus range. It's more of the stuff like, below, like the 45, you know, yarders and the 35 yardies. He's kind of shanked more to the right, which I've kind of seen the last couple years from Steven. I just don't know in terms of kind of, it's just all mechanics there. And then the Titans punter was out, which was Brett O'Kern. And the other punter.
Yeah, and we got a former Patriot on the Titans now. That's Ryan Allen, another former Patriot.
Ryan Allen, yeah. And he was inactive, which I was kind of shocked about. So they had this other kid. I forgot the name of the kid, but he had a 17-yard punt within his own end zone after the Titans stopped the Colts from scoring, like right within their area to try to score. So. The special teams definitely was a letdown yesterday, but the Titans, in terms of playing complimentary football the last couple weeks, just hasn't been there.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm not ruling them out. I still have faith in this Tennessee Titans team heading into next week against Baltimore. I hope that these guys come into Baltimore and play their A game, because this is going to be a tough test. And I want to see if Tennessee next week can get that defense to stop Lamar Jackson like they did last year in the divisional round, which I think they will. I have the Titans beating the Ravens next week. I hope they do. But I really think that Lamar Jackson can really change the game with his legs. But really, Tennessee just has a great defense. And also, it's going to be – there's going to be a lot of questions about if the Ravens can stop Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry had a solid game yesterday. But I felt like that Tennessee as a whole just did not have a great game.
Yeah, they just didn't have a great game. But with that being said, though, like you said, they play the Ravens next week. I did forget about that as you were talking about it. But, you know, if the Ravens somehow lose on Sunday to the Patriots and then they lose to the Titans – because the Titans had their number on last year's playoff. The Ravens, you know, they're going to be within the playoffs for sure, and I think they'll make it. But, you know, you're looking at the Pittsburgh, and it's going to be basically Pittsburgh's division to win at that point. Because already the Steelers have beaten the Ravens. And, you know, it just seems like the Steelers, as long as Big Ben can stay healthy, they got a great defense. They have been a lot more beatable though the last couple weeks, so we'll have to see how that works out. But, you know, there's just a lot of teams right now. And I was even thinking to myself, I think the Chiefs are beatable in some ways. You know, they've been close with a lot of teams, and they've been able to pull out games. But, you know, I just think that with a lot of the offseason, not really much of an offseason because of COVID, I think that for a lot of teams, it's affected more than not. And it's all about timing with guys during the week and practices. And they're just trying to catch up, I would say, more than ever because of not as much offseason stuff from this year.
Yeah, so I still have faith in Tennessee. Don't count out Tennessee. I think the AFC South is going to be decided between the Colts and the Titans.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. I mean, the Texans are rebuilding. I mean, you still got a great quarterback, your future, Deshaun.
And then Jacksonville, you got to talk about them needing a quarterback. But speaking of Houston, the Patriots do play the Houston Texans next week. We'll talk more about that game next week and talk about some connections that we know that that have played for the Patriots that are on the Houston Texans, like former defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel is their interim coach. That's a
right, yeah.
That's a Patriot we know, you know.
Yep.
A familiar face Romeo, in the Bill Belichick coaching tree. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sorry. The signal just came out a little bit here. No, but I definitely understand that, yeah.
No, I was just talking about – I'm talking about, like, when we play the Texans next week. I'm talking about, like, when we see Romeo Crennel as the interim coach who knows this Patriots team well, but I think Belichick's going to outcoach him.
Yeah, I do too. You know, I think Romeo will have some plays and coverages here and there that they'll have, but, you know, they lost a lot too with that team. So,
yeah, Houston has a tough game against Cleveland, but I really think that the Texans are going to lose, but I'm not going to count out Deshaun Watson. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not. Yeah, and they won last year.
Yeah, because last week the Texans beat Jacksonville. We all knew that was going to happen, but Jacksonville's now 1-7, so Jacksonville's probably playing for a quarterback at this point, or maybe just keeping Minshew as their future. What's that? All right, so with that being said, let's talk about Patriots and Ravens Sunday Night Football. So let's start with the Patriots. So what do you think the Patriots need to do to beat the Baltimore Ravens?
To beat the Baltimore Ravens, the Patriots are going to have to definitely win the time of possession and get the lead. The Ravens, in years past, have really struggled with teams they also have to find ways to get some turnovers on Lamar. I think the Ravens first is huge for them because they like to run it. The biggest thing is just they have to contain Lamar Jackson at all times.
Yeah, they did struggle at times last year, as the Patriots defense couldn't even I was saying that the Patriots defense just couldn't get it going this past last year against the Ravens, if you know what I mean. Was that Ben?
Yeah, they couldn't get anything going against the Ravens last year. They couldn't get anything going against the Ravens last year. That was their first loss, remember, on their schedule last year. They have a lot of their same guys back. They use their tight ends effectively, Andrews and Boyle. Of course, they have Hollywood Brown and Snead at receiving. I think Lamar's going to understand that he's going to have to throw the football quite a bit because I think the Patriots are going to do what to do is to just play guys in the box and let them run the football. I know that the Ravens are going to have some more speed and they might outrun some plays here and there, but I think the Patriots are going to, you know, hopefully Gilmore comes back because he's huge to that team. Lawrence Dyatt, D-tackle. They're going to have a lot of their bodies back in order to try to upset with this game because, Jackson's just a guy that's so mobile and it'll confuse a lot of things that the defense is going to try to do. But if you can try to keep him within the pocket and collapse on him, that's when he starts to get a little bit rattled up. And, you know, he hasn't been the same type of quarterback as last year in terms of just his ability. Not sure why, but of course he's still been good. You know, I'm not saying that he hasn't been. He's still been extremely good. But I think there's different ways that you can be able to kind of slow him down, I guess you could say, a little bit more.
Yeah, so we'll talk about our keys to the game before the end of the show, before the show ends. So I'm going to ask you this question. Are you going to be watching Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go up against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday before the Patriots game?
Yeah, I should be able to. You know, I should be able to at least tune in and see some of that game. It's definitely a game that the Bucs want to take advantage of. They don't have football. Don't get me wrong. I give him a lot of credit. Matt Rhule, he's definitely a really good coach for that team that's been kind of an up-and-coming, young-type team.